I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Secret Cabinet.
Hello and welcome to Secret Cabinet, the podcast which tells you all the secret bits and bobs of history which your history teachers didn't dare to tell you. I'm the butler, and I'm also the creative genius behind this show. Well, that's something Travis made me to say. And I'm also the host of the German version of the show, which is called Das Geheime Kabinett. I'm just checking in to see if Travis is making a good job here with translations, and, well, seems so. At least till I find someone better and cheaper. Oh, we're still on? Okay. Well, enjoy the show, and enjoy especially the podcast of Travis. There are myriads of other podcasts he's doing, like the History of Germany podcast, which features lots of interviews with history gurus on topics like the Sky Disk of Nebra and the 95 Theses of Martin Luther, and also shows like the History of Alchemy podcast, History of Bohemia podcast, and so on and so on. But for now, enjoy and listen to The Secret Cabinet.
Kind words indeed from the creator of the show himself. Welcome to this episode of The Secret Cabinet, the place where everything ends up that the textbooks tried to hide from us. I'm Travis Dow, the translator, and today, Der Budler brings you The Bosom of Faith, The Lactating Madonna's Milk, and Other Liquids. I hope there's a translation error in there somewhere. Oh boy. Not just the title is scurrilous. Regarding scurrility, the medieval saints are always a pretty good source. Sometimes even literally. Look at the Christian iconography. Eventually you'll come across the image of the lactating Holy Mother. Almost in contrast to the blood squirting out from the crucified Jesus that is flowing onto the believers. In the Middle Ages, one also believed that a mother's milk was unconverted blood, which sets Mary's milk in a relationship to the blood of Christ. There are many stories of, or visions, of holy saints being quieted by the Holy Virgin Mother. Now, theologists stand by the theory that the motif is more of a symbol for the blessings given from heaven, like strength and faith and salvation, etc. Mary is in that regard kind of between the people and Christ, whom she also quieted at her breast. It's not insignificant, however, that this motif of the quieting Mother of God in the Middle Ages came about at the same time as the 12th century newly founded men's monk order, namely particularly the Cistercians. At first comparatively harmless, with the picture of Mary, who is quieting the baby Jesus and is giving him her breast. Especially the founder of the Cistercian order, Bernard of Clairvaux, who lived from 1090 to 1153, had really started something. He reported of a miracle, or more of a vision, in which the image of the Madonna who's quieting the baby Jesus, where the baby Jesus had fallen asleep and either still in his sleep or had maybe just woken up just in time, Bernard was hit by a squirt from the breast of Mary, while baby Jesus just took a quick break from drinking. In some versions, Mary sort of aimed, which kind of explains why in some depictions, the milk stream is just going this incredible distances. Through the enjoyment of the Madonna milk, the order founder supposedly gained great wisdom. In a different version, the stream even cured him from his eye affliction. Apparently, Mary wasn't all that good of a shot. Anyway, keeps appearing in Christian mythology with the most diverse group of saints. Even Jesus, or male saints, could be the ones giving milk in these visions, which is the case in an example from the documents of the canonization process of Claire of Assisi. Quote, "Also, this witness told Claire that it once happened to her in a dream where she was carrying a vessel with warm water and a towel to dry her hands to St. Francis. She climbed a steep set of stairs, but she went up so lightly and easily, as if she was walking on flat earth. And when she got to St. Francis, the saint took a nipple from his chest and told the Virgin Claire, 'Come, take and suck.' And as she drank, the saint spoke to her that she could drink again, and that which she drank was so sweet and delicious that she could in no way describe it. And after she had finished, the opening of the nipple, of which the milk flowed, stayed open between the lips of the Holy Clara. And when she touched that which had stayed in her mouth, it seemed to her as if it was clear and glowing gold, so that she could see herself in her reflection, just as if in a mirror." Mary's milk is, and is still, one of the most widespread relics of the Church. Martin Luther was, as with many regarding the sort of old-school Church, was not excited about this whole idea. Quote, "Oh, which kisses have we given Mary? But I want not her breasts nor milk, since she has neither saved me nor made me holy." Presumably the motif dates all the way back to examples going back to antiquity. The Latin author, during the time of Emperor Tiberius, Valerius Maximus, had already published in around 30 AD in his collections of historic anecdotes, Facta et Dicta Memorabilia, in which it deals with the fate of the philosopher Simon, who had been condemned to death through starvation. Now, his daughter was allowed to visit him in jail, but as she was not allowed to give him any sustenance or food and bring it with her, she kept him alive by secretly giving him her breast. So this idea was taken up in a new Christian meeting in the Middle Ages, and as Caritas Romana, or Roman Mercy, duplicated many times. Despite the obvious breaking of taboo, as in father-daughter relationships or nursing adults, the artists in the 15th century interpreted the motif not only as a sign of Christian love for their neighbors, but also as having obviously erotic connections. Hans Sebald Beham, or later Peter Paul Rubens, Lorenzo Pasinelli. Now, mother's milk from non-holy breasts were seen as ideally nutritious for old and the weak, since they had all nutrition, which the mother had taken to herself, and was easily digestible. Bartolomeo Platina, from 1421 to 1481, an Italian humanist and librarian, therefore recommended a healthy, young, and good-looking woman with a healthy facial tone move in with her to get the milk directly from the source. The dying Pope Innocent VIII in 1492 received the recommendation to use this elixir to regain some health, if that really actually happened, is at least questionable. His Jewish doctor, and one notices the latent antisemitism in this story, recommended the blood of 3 young boys who would not have survived this procedure. But since Innocent was already very unpopular and pretty selfish, perhaps they embellished the story a little bit after the fact. But not just in the Christian, but also in the Islamic sphere, one focused on the health aspect of mother's milk. Around 1865, Edward Pollock, the former physician of the Shah of Persia, writes, "Patients relapsing and through fever weakened can regain their lost strength through enjoying mother's milk, and in many cases with unquestionably good results. In the Haymarket in Tehran, you can often see nomadic women selling mother's milk directly from their breast to the sick." In more recent times, however, the enjoyment of mother milk at adult age has less of a health but more of a legal connotation. A few years ago in Egypt, a fatwa took care of the Islamic lawyer Dr. Izzat Atiyah from the Al-Azhar University, who meant to solve the problem, namely, how to share an office space with a woman. For, to clarify, according to the strict interpretation of Islamic law, non-related men and women are not allowed to be alone in a room, which in modern offices is unbelievably unpractical. Dr. Atiyah had here a simple solution. The man was supposed to be quieted by the breast of the woman colleague. Quote, "The process of quieting an adult means feeding 5 times. For that, being together alone in a room is allowed. The nursing must be documented in writing, and then after this, the woman may show herself to the man unveiled. And the adult man must drink directly from the breast. Other methods, like to give the milk in a container, are not as good." End quote. Didn't quite go over so well. The media didn't like it. The whole thing even came in front of the Egyptian parliament. Dr. Ayat was, without the right of recompense, suspended. Too bad, actually. It was actually a pretty logical solution to that problem. It even plays a role in the Holy Scriptures of the Sunni, since the Prophet had a similar solution so a non-related young man could stay over in the dwelling of a woman. Through the act of nursing, in Islamic law there becomes a so-called milk relation, which legitimizes a man and a woman that are not normally related to be in a room together. And the woman can even be unveiled. Milk relatives are strictly prohibited from marrying each other, however. And not only in the Islamic regions did this idea exist. The marriage ban was also in the Caucasus and in some of the peoples of the Hindu Kush, who punished an unmarried couple who were caught red-handed. They punished them by making the man nurse from the woman, because that way both of them had a lifelong ban on marrying each other. And now since they're also now related, that prevented the two families from having a blood feud with each other. So then, Prost!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.